Three, two. Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, nearly all of the 2021 winter wheat crop is in the bin. Let's talk about the results.
Well, the crop harvest is up in the northern states right now. You know, it's dry up there. That harvest is significantly less than expected. You look at production of hard red winter wheat, it's around 800 million bushels. It's 660 last year, so significantly better crop. Your test weight's better than 60 pounds. Last year it was above 61, so slightly less, but still a number one wheat. Protein coming in around 11.4%, is 11.9 last year, so slightly lower protein. Your soft red winter wheat, around 360 million bushels, that's above the 270 million from last year. All U.S. wheat production, it's been lowered to 1,750 million, down from 1,830 million last year. And as I said, we've got problems with the spring wheat crop, and that's, of course, impacting our prices.
What's going on with wheat harvest around the world?
It's going relatively good. We've probably got 60% of the world's wheat crop harvested. You know, 85% of the world's crops in the northern hemisphere. Production for the world, 29.1 billion bushels is the estimate. Russia is coming in a little less than expected. Ukraine, more than expected. You look at the European Union, they're having not a record crop, but a near record crop. I think given the information right now, we probably won't get that 29.1 billion bushels. You know, last year's record was 28.5. We'll probably get 28.9, maybe 29 billion, but it's coming in relatively good and relatively good quality.
How are prices looking amid all of this?
Prices, I think, are relatively good. You look at the June and July average in Oklahoma, it's been about $6.05. The daily price moves, it's been volatile. On the average, we've had a 9 cent plus or minus price move each day. On any given day, or the maximum, one day we had a 35 cent price decline, and another day we had a 35 cent price increase. And we've had several price increases or decreases above 20 cents. So a lot of volatility in the market right now.
With this volatility that you mentioned, what should wheat producers be doing now?
Well, our crop's in the bin, and wheat producers should already have a written marketing plan. There's no way that you can pick any given day and hit that high price. And when you've got a potential 35 cent up or down move in any given day, I'd say it's the time to do dollar cost averaging, just stagger it out over time. If they've got a good written marketing plan, stick with it. If they don't, write one. And now's the time to go back and debrief on the 2021 crop. What did they do right? What do they do wrong? And what actions can they take to improve their yields and their profit?
And last but not least, let's talk about corn and soybean markets.
Well, not as much volatility in those markets. Corn price is around $6.20 now for if you're delivering. The forward contract price for corn is $5.35. That's down from $6.85 in mid-June for the cash price and $6 for the forward contract. So you've had a relatively down trend established for corn over the last month and a half. Soybeans, they're relatively stable. Cash price, $13.85. You can forward contract for $12.90. The forward contract price is up 10 cents from what it was a couple weeks ago. Some little volatility in corn and beans, but relatively good prices looking forward.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.